better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
I guess we are. The whole country is on fire. Rome is burning. And America is Rome today, while Mr. Bush is our Nero. Yes, indeed, and he's fiddling away while we have our guest tonight, Mark Farrell, and we're going to head right back to the phones. Gary in Tennessee is next on the program. Good evening, Gary.
How are you doing, you and Mark?
I'm good. Doing pretty well, thank you.
I'm really ticked off. I was born and raised in Illinois. I'm a half. My mama come from Tennessee and married a Yankee in Illinois. And I find out that it's not the land of Lincoln. It's the land of Abraham Springsteen. Now, if Mark could jump in here and stop me if I have my facts wrong or not. And then, on top of that, he's wrote this letter about how he looked forward to the long winter nights sleeping with his male partner in a log cabin in Illinois, so that makes him a gay Jewish person.
You know, I've never heard anything like this before.
Well,
I don't think that's true.
Well, may or may not be, but it's his last name not...
truth whatsoever.
Was he not born Springsteen?
Nope, I do not believe so. I don't know where you heard that. I very much question the factual...
Well, I do know one thing for sure. The Civil War was not fought over slavery.
No, there's no doubt about that.
It was fought over states' rights and the taxation. And the 14th Amendment came about to so-called free the black slaves, and the effect of it was to enslave the white people along with the blacks under the U.S. incorporated government, and that is a fact. And so,
well, that's essentially what came out of it.
Huh?
I said that's essentially what came out of the 14th Amendment, which I don't feel was ever properly ratified.
Mm-hmm, that's true. It was not.
Well, there's a lot of that not properly ratified and under color of law stuff that's going on. But
so if you think about it, the 14th Amendment, when it was properly ratified, which gave black suffrage, or actually, no, the 14th gave them citizenship.
No, the 13th,
the 15th gave
right.
them...
abolition of slavery, but the 14th was never legally ratified according
so
to the Constitution.
So if they're not essentially citizens, then they could never actually be allowed to vote. So everything, all the laws have been made since then, actually are essentially null and void when you think about it.
I come under the 14th Amendment, so that makes me a 14th Amendment slave for the U.S. corporation. I'll just jump off here. I could go into...
Yeah.
Roosevelt versus Rosenfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Why are these Jewish people so ashamed of their heritage and their religion that they've got to take on American, or not American, but Anglo-Saxon names?
Well, I don't believe that Roosevelt was Jewish, but yeah, you do have a point there. A lot of Jews do change their names or whatever to essentially blend in and not make it so widely known.
Okay, I'll just jump off here.
All righty. Thank you for checking in, Gary. We appreciate that. And the homosexual thing about Lincoln has been in the news. Stories about his rooming so close with others, but it was discounted.
I kind of doubt that.
Well, I'm just saying it was in the media, and it was, of course, discounted because of the close living quarters at the time. All right, we'll be back with Mark Farrell and his views. HonestMediaToday.com. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Rick Adams, hour number two of the program, and I think we lost Scott in Massachusetts. Scott maybe couldn't hang on, but we will take other calls. 800-313-9443. Agree or disagree with our guest, Mark Farrell, and he has a website, as you know, honestmediatoday.com, and many of you probably have already been there to look at it and see some of the materials that Mark has, and his particular point of view on this variety of subjects from all the way from the whole question of America's founding fathers right up to the current malaise of the uncontrolled illegal invasion in the United States, as well as legal immigration. So, Mark, before we go back to the phones, you mentioned to a previous caller that you are not concerned about the whole process of legal immigration, or did we misunderstand you?
No, obviously I'm concerned about it. What I'm concerned about is the fact that they discriminate openly against white people. But obviously legal immigration is a lot greater concern because we've got, like, 20 or 30, who knows, maybe 40 million of them.
Well, yeah, but then we have the legal.
Yeah, we need to stop the illegal immigration. Then we need to, we also need to address the fact that the laws discriminate against white.
Well, not only that, but the legal H-1B workers, the H-2B workers, and the process of outsourcing and offshoring of jobs and actually bringing in laborers to take these positions that would normally go to American citizens. So
yeah,
that's another neat way of really diluting America and wiping out the middle class, isn't it?
Yeah, and essentially destroying our economy while they're at it. Because,
well, that's the whole point.
Nobody's going to have money to buy anything because all the jobs are going to go to people who are underpaid, and it's a mess what they're really doing right now.
And it's pretty apparent that it's
North
not
American
an accident.
Free trade agreement, I mean, when is it going to stop?
Well, the question is really, I think, moot because it's not going to stop. It's going to continue until they get what they want, and they want a one-world unified amalgamation of the nations, races. They want a controlled population that does not think for itself. And, boy, I'll tell you, whether you're white, black, yellow, purple, orange, or indifferent, no question mark, today Americans are dumbed down regardless of what ethnicity they're in. They are dumbed down and cultured down by the media, which is doing a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. If you,
absolutely.
If you go to, like, a used bookstore and you find, like, some old book written, like, in the 1900s, even a child's school book,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just amazing how well things were written back then compared with the tabloid-type reading we have today. And,
there's no comparison.
Our educational standards are... or nothing compared to what they were, you know, to say 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've got calculators and computers or whatever to solve a lot of the problems. But the general intelligence, there's no doubt that it's going down. And I fear it's a direct result of, the massive integration that's been foisted upon Americans against their better judgment. Which has been a tremendous burden on our civilization. It, like, I read it may have been as much as $1 trillion in cost over the past years in doing the busing and other things associated with that. The anti-white discrimination that we have prevalent throughout our entire workforce that promotes someone because of their non-white ancestry. And also, in the same sense, encourages non-whites to come here, realizing that, hey, once I become a citizen, even if I decide not to stay on welfare or whatever it may be, and I think about 50% of Hispanics who become citizens eventually receive some sort of welfare one sort or another. But in any case, so we've got that going against us, the anti-white discrimination in the workforce, and we've got the anti-white discrimination in loans, preferential loans for non-whites in order to rectify past injustices, so they say. Mm. And the anti-white immigration policies, as I said before. And in every facet of society that we look today, there is, like, some kind of persecution going on against white people, the very people that founded this nation. And it's essentially a direct result of the cowards we have up in Congress who are afraid to speak for white people for fear of
well, now,
the media.
Now, there I got a question for you, Mark. Mm-hmm. Most of these so-called people in Congress are, in fact, white.
Yes, they are.
So why is that they are traitors, then, to their culture, their history, their heritage, then?
Because they've essentially been educated from the time they were little kids to today, being taught that their history was founded on multiculturalistic ideas, and if not, that those ideas that were not akin to that should be dismissed.
So you think it's guilt? Do you think it's
there's a large amount of guilt, you know, feeling that they were somehow personally responsible for black slavery or something of that nature, feeling that, you know, their culture isn't good enough, that it's somehow beneficial to be mm-hmm. multiculturalistic, and that we'll feel enriched spiritually or something bizarre of that nature. Maybe it's something among the churches promoting that, you know, and the church is promoting this is always kind of like always made me think a little bit, but when you think about it, the churches, they today, you know, a lot of them at least, say that, you know, we should all hold hands and become one giant race, or if not that, at least we should be accepting of it. But, you know, the same churches 200 years ago were vehemently against that. And, I mean, what's happened that time? Has, you know, God changed his mind about these things? The same churches that allowed slavery, you know, among their constituents, or at least accepted it, are today the ones that say, hey, let's encourage, you know, everybody to race mix, or at least be socially acceptable of it. And it's our growing culture is it's becoming something increasingly bizarre in rejecting what this very nation was founded upon. It wasn't until really the 1950s that miscegenation or race mixing became legal in most states. And the reason was because there were vast number of studies, and just as there are today, that showed that as a result of the race mixing, it often produced people that didn't have the necessary skills that we find in society that are beneficial. That is, maybe a lesser number of engineers. And there are a great number of blacks that are reasonably intelligent, you know, like with, you know, reasonably high IQs. But in proportion, like as was demonstrated in that book, The Bell Curve, more recently, you know, when society mixes, we're going to have less geniuses, less people capable of building and maintaining the type of society that we're accustomed to. And we have to take all these things into consideration as we go along these lines.
Okay. All right, let's take another call. Roger from Florida.
Hey, Rick and Mark.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, Roger.
I wanted to make a comment, Rick, on something you were talking about earlier. You've had General Parton on before, haven't you?
General
guest?
Ben Parton, yes. Been some time, but we've had him on, yes.
Have you ever heard his talk on the his studies on the communists?
Yes, I have. We've talked about it on the air.
Well, you know that then I haven't heard anyone ever bring this up in light of all this and reference all this immigration. But, you know, if anyone really studies his talk and internalizes his information and is learning a little bit, that he stated that the working papers of the 1929 Communist Internationale had a four-stage process that they outlined originally in 1919, and then it was okayed at the next meeting in 1929.
Yes.
And that four stages that they used to take over a country, and I remember him saying that they had always followed that plan since it was voted on in 1929.
Yes. Right.
And the third stage, I don't remember all four of them, but I do remember the third one because there were some things that stuck in my mind when I heard him give this lecture in Atlanta, was the period of escalating violence. And it seems to me that that is, of course, these people are multifaceted and they accomplish many things when they do one thing. But certainly this immigration, mainly of the Mexicans, would seem to set up the period of escalating violence. And I think you're already seeing that in California. It's not being reported on very much.
Yes. Do you have any comment on that so far, Mark?
Yeah, I don't necessarily know that communists or so to speak, are responsible for what we're seeing today, but there could be no doubt that, you know, there are sinister forces, or at least what I perceive as such, obviously being responsible for what we have to deal with.
Khan's mentor is Trotsky through Leo Strauss. Do you not consider Trotsky to be a communist?
Of course I consider Trotsky to be a communist.
Well, that's who these people's mentor is.
Well, I'm not saying there aren't some communists who try to agitate blacks. There can be no doubt about that. I think back in the 1960s, for instance, they tried to get the anti-white organization, the Nation of Islam, associated with their organization, but then they found out, you know, the blacks there hated the white communists as much as they hated white anti-communists.
Well, when the day
I think it's more essentially
hey,
a racial issue.
Did you want to just hang on a minute,
issue.
Roger? Hang on.
Yeah.
We'll be back to you, and we have other calls as well for Mark Farrell, our guest, HonestMediaToday.com, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with more Uncensored Radio Free America.
coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Okay, we're back. And Roger, are you still there from Florida?
I'm here, Rick.
Okay, now you raised a question, and you have just had an exchange with Mark. Mark doesn't see as much communist activity, maybe, in this.
Yeah,
as you
I
do.
Mean, I don't doubt that communists don't want to do everything that he says, but I don't know that their influence has necessarily been as much as we might think. And another thing, I believe that communism is essentially just another controlling force that essentially Jewish organizations use. I mean, if you look at Trotsky, his real name was Bronstein. Lenin's real name was Zhuyanov. The head of the NKVD, which became the KGB, was Kaganovich. Mm-hmm. Then Applebaum and Sverdlov were also real big. Stalin, he married Kaganovich's sister, if I'm not mistaken. So, there was, like, some influence there as well. And I think his daughter married some Jewish guy.
So what's the point now?
Sorry?
What is your point, Mark?
My point is that there has always been, like, a strong Jewish influence over communism. It's essentially just another way of controlling people.
So what are you saying, then? It's not the communists, it's the Jews?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, they're synonymous, practically.
What's that?
Yeah, they are pretty much synonymous. I believe you're right.
All right,
you've got some of the Zionists, the old Jews, saying Wise, I think Stephen Wise, saying Judaism is communism.
Okay, So then you're really not in disagreement then, the two of you, then, I gather.
Well, I don't think so. I just think maybe Mark misinterpreted what I said. But
well, yeah,
look at William Crystal, and William Crystal's father was one of the founders of the Communist Party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you go to my website, on the like left-hand bottom of any page, you're going to see an interesting link, and it says FBI Congressional Record on King. And that deals with a lot of the congressional records that show King and his involvement with communists and so forth. And because the FBI record was sealed, we can't see all of that, but we can see the congressional record, and that shows just as much.
Lenin and Trotsky were tight, and Lenin was a national communist, and Trotsky was an international communist.
Yeah, there was the Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks, sort of like we got the Republicans and Democrats today, and people supported one or the other, and either you flip the coin either way, and it ends up heads or tails, but either way, they own the coin. So, I mean, yeah, things are kind of repeating themselves in a way, I guess.
Okay, and Roger, did you want to add to that?
Well,
another point that you wanted to make? You brought up the general's comments and the Third International, the Fourth Communism, and it's definitely true that violence at some stage, of course, is what they use. In fact, there are groups, the socialist workers, the industrial workers of the world, the Communist Party, other groups that have indeed, as you know, been sending goons out into the street to attack law-abiding Americans who are protesting the illegals. Now, some of these people may be agents provocateur of the government. We don't even know. Some have been, in the past have been revealed as such, but not all are. But there's no question that what they're doing is agitating on the street, and they like to see these battles on the street. They believe that violence is what it will take to fight the gringo, to fight against us, the American
know,
people.
Plan, the Zionist plan is, and you're seeing it all over the world, you can see it in Iraq, is to let the Arabs and the Americans fight it out, and they sit back and wait till we kill each other, and they just step in and pick up the pieces and take control. And that's exactly
and
what
the oil.
That's about. Sure, and the oil, so that they can have the pipeline that comes out at Haifa or wherever it is,
yes.
So that they can tap into that spigot and get an override on every barrel that's pumped out of there. So it's pretty easy to see their motives when you understand some of the background. But that's just my point, is that, they follow these people are very systematic, and if they've got an Achilles heel, it's their predictability. And they're tied to their predictability because it's always worked in the past, so they're almost relegated to keep doing it in the future.
I can't argue with you, but you're right on the money. And that's their strategy, and it is working today, dividing and conquering America and the world, for that matter. All right, thank you very much for your call, Roger in Florida. We're going to take a break. We have Joe coming up, and we also have other callers online as well. Our guest, of course, is Mark Farrell, and he's produced some videos. He sells other videos. Also on his website, a lot of commentary and his own views on what you need to know that you're not getting from the media. So hence the website, www.honestmediatoday.com. Back up. It's there. And he, of course, is getting a number of people, hits, as they say, to the website to visit and find out what he's all about. And, of course, his materials are also on Amazon.com, and you can get the link from HonestMediaToday.com. 1-800-313-9443. Tonight's a very interesting, a very unusual program with our guest, Mark Farrell. The video that I've seen here, the racially divided states of America, and also one about genocide in South Africa. All right, we'll be back with more. Stay tuned in just 3 minutes on the program. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, and we're headed back to the telephone now with our guest, and that's Mark Farrell. And let's talk to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
You guys brought up old books and textbooks, and there was a couple of things I wanted to bring up on that line. But
okay,
we've had like three major Supreme Court rulings in the last decade or so. I think the ruling on NAFTA that said that the Supreme Court was not going to make these presidential trade agreements have to pass through the treaty process was a major paradigm shift, if you will, along with this recent eminent domain ruling that allows governments to confiscate people's property merely because somebody has a cost projection or business plan that they say will generate more tax revenue. And then these whistleblower protections that have fallen down, along with the reporters' confidential sources being no longer protected. Those three or four things could completely undo America if they're not already well on the road to undoing it. Because, you know, the whistleblowers that would point to it aren't protected. They're not going to have the guarantees that they even have their pension. You still hear a lot of people saying on condition of anonymity, but if they got thrown in court over it, there's no guarantee that they would be protected. So the old textbooks you were talking about, the miscegenation, you just go back to like Black's Law Dictionary. I think the fifth edition from 1979 goes into the marriage license versus marriage certificate, and it links through. If you look up the definition of license as well as miscegenation, is in the law dictionary. And originally, a license was only required for those people that are wanting to intermarry. You can also look up intermarriage in the law dictionary. So for people that don't believe it, go to a Black's Law Dictionary if you can find one from 1979. I would pay good money for a history book from grade school that I remember, which had only the first section of the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment has four paragraphs. Five sections, yeah, mm-hmm. Excuse me. And one of those is that the national debt shall not be questioned, which means the government can borrow as much as they want to infinity at any interest rate to hold the union together or for whatever purpose, and we supposedly can't question the national debt. And it turns out that that was in the works to make that the basis of our banking system, and that, you know, that's also in an old book by James G. Blaine. Have you ever heard about him?
Mark, have you heard about this one?
No, actually, I don't think.
All right,
I
have. Do you deal with these issues on your site as much?
Not so much the financial angle. I've read a little bit about what he's saying, some producer Aaron Russo recently came out with some video or whatever,
yes,
dealing with
the late Aaron Russo,
and
yes,
how the tax laws aren't applicable. I don't know if that's really along the same lines that he's talking, but
well, that's that grew out of that because the volume that I'm speaking of is a two-volume set, I think from 1882 or something. James G. Blaine was a member of Congress, and he wrote a volume of, I guess, his 20 years in Congress, basically from the Civil War up through the Reconstruction era. And in there, he has a whole chapter on the merits of a national banking system and how the people won't accept a perpetual national debt. But that's what we have, and that is the basis of the banking system. And the financial system is what is really being used to rob us and make the people that founded this country and built it irrelevant, I think. And you're lucky if you get to train your replacements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what's happening. We're exporting all our jobs. Maybe they'll give you a grand tour of the Taj Mahal when you train your replacements. You'll be lucky. But anyway.
Well, I think when you brought up, and Mark may not be as well versed in this, I don't know, but when you brought up, caller, the fact that the Supreme Court decisions affecting private property rights and Connecticut decision came up, the Kelo decision, has been used by the internationalists, the globalists, and foreign interests to begin the process of condemning these private properties to make room for these great big corporate projects. That does relate very clearly to the dissolution of America and the destruction of the middle class, primarily, which is white.
Well, for the football fans, you know, what is it called? What is it called? A blitz? When you go up the middle,
mm-hmm.
We got the I-35 corridor superhighway, which
there
everybody, they want to pretend
Bingo.
It doesn't exist. They want to pretend it doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory. Well, tell that to the ranchers who've been basically given the opportunity to either take what we're offering or we're going to condemn your property and take it either way.
Yes, right.
So
okay,
I mean,
well, hey, appreciate the call,
sure.
Mike, from
Bye-bye.
Kentucky. Let's take another call from Joe Church in Rhode Island here. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good, good. Say hello to Mark.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks.
Hey, I got a few points here I'd just like
sure.
to bring out and
yes,
get your comment on them. First of all, Satan and his children are copycats. And, for every positive, there's a negative. And we seem to be losing our heritage. Some people believe we have already lost it. And some people believe now we're losing our country. So that's a double hit. There is something we can do about this. And I don't know if you're a fan of the scriptures. Sounds like you are. But all the answers to the solution to our problems are contained in Exodus chapter 1. Can I point out a few verses?
Yes, go ahead, Joe.
Exodus chapter 1, verse 9. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. You see the mathematics or the number?
Mm-hmm.
It's contained in there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, verse 10. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. You see the mathematics there?
Yes, the populations, yes.
Therefore, they set them, go down to verse 12. But the more they afflicted them, this was Pharaoh, the more they multiplied and grew.
Mm-hmm.
And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. Now, the children of Israel, and I'm referring to here, are the children of God, the Adamic people, the Adamic race, and the children of Abraham, father of all nations. That's what his name means, father of all nations. And, of course, there is a false Abraham that's being brought about in the end times. It's the father of all nations, but it's without Jesus Christ. You see, genealogy or race was very important, as was brought out in Luke chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with Adam and goes through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But the starting point was Adamic. That means you're already complexed, his ability to show blood in the face. Now, are we believers that Jesus Christ was the Savior or the Messiah of the Adamic race and those ethnos who joined on to them all the way through time, umbilical cord to umbilical cord?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Deuteronomy 32, the leaders of the children of Israel were gathered by Moses. And he said to him in two verses I'd like to just bring out. Verse 17, these are the leaders of true Israel. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up. And verse 21, they have moved me, referring to the Father, God, to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people, and I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation, a nation that does not have Christ in it. I refer to it as the Kenite nation, sons of Cain, the opposite of the Adamic seed line. Okay, and two more verses, and I'm done, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus 1:16, and he said, When ye do the office of the midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools. If it be a son, then ye shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live.
Mm-hmm.
Did we hear of family planning, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Verse 19, and I'm done. 19 and 20. And the midwife said unto Pharaoh, Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian woman, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. In other words, because they were in such great shape in the captivity, these women, they were able to give birth easily.
Right.
Therefore, God dwelt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied. Mm-hmm. You see the mathematics?
Yep.
And waxed very mighty.
And I know what you're saying, by the way, and we've talked about this before. If the white Adamic European peoples today were practicing more birthing than non, and unfortunately much of it is abortion promoted by the Kenites, then of course the numbers would increase drastically in this country, and the need for the birth process to continue to save the dwindling numbers of the whites. So I think that's the connection you're making, Joe. Is that right?
In one addition, Rick,
yes.
All those of the ethnos people, the ethnic peoples of the world, joined onto this race.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there are those ethnos that 100% support
right.
this race of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they've actually become adopted or joined in.
Yes.
Actual brothers and
uh-huh.
sisters. This is not being brought forth.
No, that's it's right. Well, family planning,
destroyed.
You mentioned it.
Exactly.
And I think, Mark, you know the whole, the birth, the groups behind family planning and the same supremacist groups, of course, that want to create abortion on demand for the whites, particularly an uncontrolled birthing of not only other races, but particularly these that have come into the United States so they can become anchor babies now, outnumbering the population. You follow?
Yeah, it's all kind of discouraging, but...
Well, it is discouraging, but there is a solution, I think, well, one possible solution that Joe is mentioning, and I think that's very interesting, Joe. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean... I bet 200 years ago, everybody who was white could probably recite similar passages as Joe
mm-hmm.
from the Bible. But today,
yes.
it seems like a lot of the religious leaders, unfortunately, not all of them. I mean, there's still a great many white preachers who are, honest and forthright with as far as Christianity. But a great number of preachers today seemingly encourage race mixing in an effort to maybe not. Remain politically incorrect, and it's really a
mm-hmm.
shame.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You see, in Matthew chapter 1, Luke chapter 3, that was the genealogy or race of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Notice it says race, and it gives the entire genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could take a penknife, like Jeremiah did, and cut genealogy out of the book.
Some have tried that, Joe.
Could we do that, Rick?
No. Some have done it, though.
Cut it out.
Some have cut it out of their scriptures. I understand that, yes. On the altar of political correctness and one-worldism, and can't we just all love one another and become one race?
Did you hear some time ago in Canada they were, talking about actually changing the scriptures so it wouldn't, defame Jews, because there was, that talk about the synagogue.
Oh, it's going on.
Of course,
it's going on right now.
It's very anti-Pharisee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Mark. It's the same story.
They're trying to censor us wherever we go.
Yes, indeed. Yes. It's the same group and the same story.
The Bible was attested by the Jews.
Yes.
All the way back to the beginning.
Yes, indeed.
Those that call themselves Jews.
Yeah.
Those that call themselves Jews.
That's right.
The Pharisees.
Okay, Joe, thank you.
Okay,
appreciate
guys.
That scriptural lesson again. Right from the scriptures, and there's a lot that people don't know about their identity and their ethnos, as Joe says, and there's a false Israel, those who claim they are Israel in the Middle East, and those that really are the physical children of Abraham, and America is a special nation. America is a special nation, and it has abandoned that heritage, as you've pointed out. I think, Mark, and these videos and so forth, and what has happened is America has been used to do the evils of the world. This war in Iraq is, again, partially designed to destroy and weaken America from within, weaken her soul, weaken her military, killing our young people for the benefit of Israel. We've done this before, man, the last century. World War I and II were done for the same reasons. And America was weakened. America was rotting from within as a result. And you deal with those questions as well in the gallery, a video that you offer, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do. In the video, Understanding Anti-Semitism, I basically show every reason under the book why people dislike Jews. And, some of them, of course, are, ill-founded. But then there are some reasons, the ADL. And obviously, those reasons that people dislike the Jews in that organization are at least well thought out, because it's definitely anti-American, stands against everything this nation was founded upon, and it should, I feel, be regarded as a terrorist organization by the government,
mm-hmm.
or at least a foreign tool, because it certainly doesn't represent the rights and beliefs of Americans, but rather Israel and it always puts them first.
Indeed it does. Indeed it does. And we don't have too much more time left, but we do have a break rapidly coming upon us. And I'd just like to have you sum up when we come back and about your website and what you're trying to accomplish here. And then we will have you back at some point if you'd like to come back. I think you seem to have found this to be an interesting program. Is this the first time you've done a show like this?
No. I have been on Michael Piper's show and then some time ago with...
That's right. You were on Mike's show.
Some other folks.
So. Excellent. Other networks, yeah. All right. Very good, then. We will come back in just 3 minutes, and we will have you sum up www.honestmediatoday.com. And Monday night I will be off, but I believe we're going to try to get Steve Mason back on the show to co-host or host with one of his friends the program. So you'll have a live program Monday night on Labor Day evening. All right, we'll be back with Mark Farrell in just 3 minutes, and we'll do that then, and we'll talk a little bit more before the end of the show. Thank you, Rick Adams. Stay tuned, please.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, round up the boys.
Well, we're back now, and we only have a few moments left, and I would like to have you, before we squeeze in just one quick call, Mark, if there's one thought that you would like to impress with us tonight on your point of view and your website, the meaning of it, what it's all about and why people should pay attention, what would that that one suggestion or thought be?
Never give up.
Okay.
Because our enemies certainly won't.
All right. And people can find encouragement, I guess, from your website, people who see it your way and my way and other people's way, because ultimately, when America's heritage goes and its middle class and the whites go, the whole country is going to go and everyone with it. So we're all in it together. And honestmediatoday.com is the website. Let's take a quick call from Lance in Texas. Hello, Lance.
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
I was about to hang up until I heard Joe call, and I should get him back on.
Yes.
I always love his...
Yes, he's invited to come on as a guest. Again, whenever he's ready.
Right. First off, I'd like to point out that legally speaking, nation and race are interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
They're the exact same word. We were bringing up Abraham Lincoln, and Lincoln was a racist. Even in his pre-presidential speeches, you can read what a racist he was and how he felt about things. The thing that I guess I'd like to ask your guest is...
Okay, quickly now.
Well, I'm not sure I can get it out quick, but...
Just capsulize it in one question if you can. Go ahead.
Okay. Why was Lincoln killed?
All right.
I mean...
Do you think it had to do with the race question or something else?
No, I think it had to do with him printing his own money, but... And again, with Kennedy, same reason with him, but...
All right. What about Mark, the guest? Let's let him answer because we're just about out of time. Mark?
Well, you know, I can't really say for certain. It may very well have been because he printed greenbacks, as you suggested. It may have been mere hatred as a result of the end of the war because, you know, a lot of tempers were flamed. And I think there has been some connection with John Wilkes Booth and B'nai B'rith, the Jewish organization, or its predecessor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or it could have been because his wife was a drug addict and found out about his illicit affair with the king of Germany's illegitimate daughter.
Huh?
I don't know if you've heard that.
I haven't heard that.
No, I haven't heard that. I don't know too much about
it. It's possible, but
we
don't have the information with us today. But suffice it to say, you know, he was assassinated, and certainly his programs were enacted. He served his purpose, just as others have served their purpose for creating this strong federal government that has become our worst enemy today. Hey, thank you for the call, Lance. And
thanks,
Mark,
Eric.
It's been a pleasure, Mark, talking to you. If you wish, we'll do it again sometime.
Great. Thanks
Thank
for having
you.
Me on, Rick.
All right. Appreciate it, Mark Farrell, and good night to you. And to our listeners, Lord willing, as I said, we'll see you live Tuesday night and hope that you can join us Monday night with Steve Mason of the TX Minuteman organization. I hope all of you are well and enjoy the holiday weekend. Pray for our nation. Pray for yourselves. Pray for me. And we'll see you then. Good night. God bless.